Good morning. It's great to be with you all this morning. I want to just, before I go too far, send greetings from the rest of my family, from Melissa and our three kids, Kyle, Annie, and Ryan, who aren't able to be with me today, but they do send their greetings and thanks as well for all the support and prayers you guys have given to our family over really quite a number of years now. It's good to be back with you guys. I try to remember the last time we were through here. I think it's been maybe 4 years at least now. So maybe some of you have not maybe know us. Maybe some of you don't. So just a brief overview of our family here. So Melissa is on the lower right there. Annie is on the upper left. She's a sophomore in high school now. Kyle, our oldest in the middle, is going to be a senior. He's 17. And Ryan on the right there is going into fifth grade. He's 10 years old. So Annie and Ryan were both actually born during our time when we were in Ecuador. They're still adjusting to life back in the U.S. We're actually now based at MAF's headquarters in Nampa, Idaho, which if you've not heard of Nampa before, it's just outside of Boise. So we're getting used to life out in the Wild West. But so just a very brief overview of our journey, how God has led us through the years. If you may remember, our first about 7 years began, were spent down in Ecuador, where I was actually able to serve as pretty much a full-time pilot for the ministry there. We flew a lot of medical patients, some missionaries, medical teams, things like that, into the jungle regions of Ecuador. After about, we would call them two terms of service down there, we were really praying about where God would have us continue to serve. And he opened up a need for a new program manager or team leader for the team over in Lesotho in southern Africa. And raise your hand if you know where Lesotho's at. Raise your hand if you know where Lesotho's at. It's Lesotho, but I'm just making sure we cover them all there. But yeah, so after Ecuador, we passed through the U.S. for furlough and then headed down to Lesotho, which is actually in the very almost southern tip of Africa. A country completely surrounded by South Africa, but it is a independent country. Actually, it's a kingdom. They have a king and a queen there. And we've been able to shake both of their hands, but I've washed my hands since. But yeah, but there after I was not flying in Lesotho. I was actually serving as, like I mentioned, the team leader. We had about 10 families there and several planes. Much of our flying was related to medical needs in that country. About a third of the country is infected with HIV. And so it varies from year to year, but I think they're about the second highest infection rate behind Swaziland. And that's not a statistic you're trying to lead in. But that country struggles for various reasons with HIV. And so MAF is pretty a big part of the work trying to help meet the needs out in the mountains. So it's a mountain kingdom. Maseru, the capital where we lived, was about 5,100 feet, and that was really the lowest point in the country. It went up from there. And again, it's the needs are immense out in the mountains there. I wouldn't call it jungle. It's almost the opposite of our time in Ecuador. After about, again, another couple of terms of service in Lesotho, we were kind of faced with a decision that we had to make. Our kids were now getting older. The schooling options in Lesotho were very limited for kids in high school. Our oldest son did 1 year at Rift Valley Academy, RVA, in Nairobi, Kenya. But it is a boarding school, and so that was a tough year for our family and a big year of adjustment for Kyle as well. I think he would look back on it and say it was a good experience for him, really a point of making his faith real for himself being away from the family. But it was also, we also didn't really feel like that was necessarily the long-term solution for all of our kids, especially Annie was right around the corner heading to high school too. And then we were made aware of a need back at our home office MAF's home office in the safety and quality department. And so that's I was asked to move over there and take and fulfill a needed role over there. And so, yeah, back in about this time 2 years ago, we departed Lesotho and made the move out to Idaho. And so I'm in the safety quality division or department of MAF, and I want to try to give you a little bit of an idea with the remaining minutes I have what that actually means. So my official title at MAF is quality manager, but I work very hand in hand with the safety guys at MAF as well. So what is safety what are we talking about? Obviously you might think it's free from harm or anything like that, and that's not a bad definition, but we define safety as seeking to identify hazards that affect us. Because a hazard that doesn't affect us, we're not going to worry about those. But a hazard that does affect us, we want to assess the risk of that and then try to manage the risk to an acceptable level. Because we can't, obviously, if flying airplanes like MAF does in mission aviation, it's not without risk. There is risk. You can't completely avoid it. So we have to determine what level of risk are we willing to accept. And that's not an easy decision to make. But that's something we grapple with in our department, and we try to help other as new things arise within MAF. We try to be a part of the discussion and help in that decision making process. Then related to that, quality is seeking to identify how well we're meeting the needs of those we serve, and also looks at where we might improve our operations, which also enhance safety. Why do we do some of these things? God's entrusted us with a very limited set of resources, and we want to make sure we're using those to the best of our ability. We want to be wise stewards with what he's given us. And so that's a big reason why MAF has a safety and quality department, is so that we can use what he's given us effectively. So what are the things am I responsible for at MAF? Well, I get to actually travel around to basically all of our field programs around the world and help do some audits. When I say an audit, you might be thinking, like an IRS audit. It's not quite as painful as that. We actually really want to be partners with our field programs. So we really try to ease their minds, say we're not out to get them. We're trying to help them identify things that maybe, when you're like a frog in a kettle and things are heating up around you, you may not be aware. And I've been there too, where things become normal that maybe shouldn't be normal. You might accept a risk or a hazard that really is unacceptable. And so we try to identify those as they come along. Every 3 years, each program is supposed to have an audit from our department. And so I get to help. I'm not the only one that travels, but I get to do a fair bit of that. I also get to oversee the writing and maintenance of MAF's manuals. And you might wonder, why do you need all these manuals? Well, in many of the places we serve, aviation is getting much more complex, much more highly regulated. Every other country has their own civil aviation organization, or it's like their version of the FAA, and they're very in what we're doing in every country. And everyone's a little bit different, and they all have their own variation of the rules or the different interpretation of the rules and laws. And so we actually have stacks and stacks of manuals that we have to keep current in order to comply with the laws of those countries so that we can continue to serve in those countries. So I get to help oversee all of those manuals, and I recently was able to help develop some new checklists for the airplanes that the pilots can take. And so if they have an emergency, these are a quick checklist that can flip to an emergency and follow the checklist and hopefully deal with it in a safe manner. These are some things that our goal is to do things well and with excellence. Lastly, I get to monitor our hazard reporting system. So if a pilot experiences something, maybe they make a mistake, or they observe something they feel is needs to be mentioned. They can actually submit a report in that comes through our office, and we get to look into those and say, what can we learn from that? Again, it's not to try to catch anybody, but it's a pilot might say, hey, I made this mistake, and I'm not sure. I think somebody else could do the same thing, but unless I let somebody know, nobody's going to be aware and be able to prevent it from happening. And so we get to share information throughout the whole organization that way. I've been able to, last year I was able to audit a few different programs of MAF, including I was in Kalimantan, Indonesia, Suriname, if you know where that's at, down in South America, as well as another restricted access country that we have in Southeast Asia. Can't put the name up here just for obvious reasons, but it's a very interesting, it's a fairly new program where we actually we've started a flight school there. We were there initially hoping to start a flight program, began teaching English, and then the government actually asked MAF if we would be willing to start a school and begin training their some of their national pilots that were eventually going to go into some of their local airlines, but they had no options for training in their local country. And so MAF has actually gotten to partner with that country and be in a place where you can't be there as in a traditional mission sense, but we can also be a real light in that dark region. Just a couple of pictures from my last trip. We actually have a floating hangar in Kalimantan, Indonesia. This hangar actually goes up and down with the height of the river. It's actually a cement floor, believe it or not, but they can actually make that cement float. And we've got a Kodiak on amphibious floats. They can actually use this airplane to serve a lot of the villages up and down several river systems there on the island of Borneo. And then this is just a picture of that country I mentioned where we have a flight school. We've put together a flight simulator there for the students to be able to enhance their training and still keep the cost as low as we can, so to help supplement the actual flying in the airplanes. This year, I'm actually going to get to... I've recently visited Haiti for about a week, did an audit there, and then I'll be back in Ecuador in September, later in September, for an audit. Haven't been back to Ecuador since we left there, so looking forward to getting back. It's a lot has changed in that program, but I think going to be a good thing for them to have an outside look at what's going on. But next year, probably going to most likely get to Papua, Indonesia, as well as we have a couple of countries in Central Asia that are, again, they're in the with Stans in their last name that we can't typically publish on our website, but I'm going to get to probably visit a couple of those for some audits too. So what are some of the things that we encounter? What are the top threats to our operations? Well, one of the big challenges we face around the world is airstrips. The airstrips they're generally not getting better. They're always wanting to get worse. The jungle's trying to overtake what you've cut away. It's a constant battle to keep the airstrips in safe operating conditions. So that's one of the things where we've decided in MAF to help focus some of our efforts from the safety front. Another challenge we face that our pilots face and mechanics face a lot is our distractions. It's when you're working overseas, there's a lot of things coming from all directions, and we found that in a lot of the incidents or things that have been reported, distractions are actually often a high cause of those incidents or whatever occurred. And then the last thing I meant to mention here is fatigue. The work in what we do is really never done. Doesn't seem to matter how much you do, there's always more to be done. And so our guys often struggle with fatigue, and they mentioned fatigue as a factor. If they found themselves maybe making an error, they often say, yeah, I think fatigue was a big part of what the cause of that. So we're trying to address that as we go forward. But why do we do all these things? It's not just so that we can have a stellar safety record. Ultimately we are doing this so that it feeds into the mission statement of MAF, which is sharing the love of Jesus Christ through aviation and technology so that isolated people may be physically and spiritually transformed. You know, airplanes are cool, technology is cool, but it's really just a tool. It's a tool to reach others for Christ, and we want to keep that in mind. And sometimes it can be hard when you're down in the weeds of all of these rules and regulations. You have to remind yourself, why am I doing this? Oh, okay, it's to reach isolated people with the gospel. So why are safety and quality important? Again, we help to enable MAF fulfill its mission statement. I believe that, you know, we honor God by giving him our very best. And that's something we're constantly striving to do. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. We want to make sure that we're giving God the very best and using the gifts he's given us to the fullest. In closing, I'd like to just say, you know, much like our walk with God, I'd say we're either moving forward or we're moving backwards. Rarely can we just stay stagnant. Stagnant is really another way of saying moving backwards, I believe. So, you know, I think we have to be proactive in not only in our walk with God, but also in our everyday activities and how we proceed. And we want to make sure that we're doing our very best in the work of MAF too. Hebrews 10:24 says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. And, you know, I feel like that's part of my job, is to go as I visit our different other missionaries, MAF families around the world. How can I encourage them in their walk, in their ministry, and continue to do the very best? And I think as we do that, we'll see safety naturally improve with time as well. So I just want to again close by saying thank you to you guys for being a part of the work of MAF, part of our ministry and our life. We're humbled to have you as our representatives. We don't take it for granted. I just want to say that. We thank you very much. You could continue to pray for our family as we're still adjusting a little bit to life back in America. Our kids are still, I'd say, adjusting some to that. But I think they're doing well. We're as well as we could hope. And you could also pray for me as I go on some of these trips. I'll try to keep you all posted through our newsletters and things of what's coming up and report on how they went. So thank you again, and God bless you guys.